Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. The company is Irish-owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. So if you've paid tax at all in the last 4 years, there's quite a chance that you could be due a tax rebate. In other words, you may have paid too much tax and you may be entitled to get some of that money back. Now, Irish Tax Rebates have a great deal. They only charge 10%. Okay, so if you get a tax rebate of, let's say, €1,000, Irish Tax Rebates will only charge you 10%, which is €100 plus VAT, €123, and the rest is yours. They do all the donkey work for you. They fill it. So all you have to do is go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and they do the rest. And a number of our listeners have been in touch with us. They have already gotten on to Irish Tax Rebates and money is on the way.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I've just claimed my tax back and my husband's back this week. So I wouldn't have even known about it if I haven't been listening to your show. So thanks for that. So let's hope we might get something we surprise for Christmas. I will let you know if we do or not. Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
All right. Carmel. So if you would like to do what Carmel did and put in an application for a tax rebate, visit the website irishtaxrebates.ie and fingers crossed you could get a nice little surprise in time for Christmas. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Aoife is the lady who contacted us about this issue, and we would love to hear from you on this. She said, "Lads, can you please talk about the Maz on a Rant Facebook page? I've been on it for a few weeks now and literally had to leave because of all the absolute bitches on it. All the perfect Maz who think they know best and all of the Maz just waiting for drama. It is pathetic. And they all gang up on people as soon as anything unpopular is said, screenshotting things and fighting like gobshite losers," says Aoife. "Groups like this can actually be the worst places for bullying and can be so toxic. It's time for Facebook to ban groups like these. So much toxicity." And that is from a lady called Aoife. Katie, I am not a ma on a rant. I've never, I've obviously seen screenshots of these groups. I wouldn't be accepted into a group like Maz on a Rant. What goes on there?
I'm on the group, but I don't really pay attention to it. It doesn't show up in my feed a lot because I don't converse in a lot. But I have seen stuff on it before. I have seen good and bad, to be fair. Look, anywhere you have such a huge amount of women, you're going to get bitchiness, you're going to get a bit of drama, you're going to get fighting. It's just simply the way. There are people who definitely crave the drama. Definitely, they crave the drama and they just wait to pounce on people. But then you have a lot, you do, to be fair, have a lot of good in it as well. You see people who, I don't know, like one of the things I've seen lately on a lot of different groups is these Miss Rachel dolls, and people are telling people they're the big thing for Christmas and people are helping other moms get them and stuff like that.
Not a good thing?
That's a good thing. That's what I mean. There's good and bad, but I have seen bitchiness as well. I do believe there is a bit of a, sometimes when someone posts a bit of a, yeah. And it's not just on that group. It's on any group where you have large amounts
of women.
And large amounts of women. I used to work with all women, and then I worked with yourself and Jeremy. And I can tell you now, having worked with groups of women only and yourself and Jeremy, I never had less drama in my life than I had working with you guys. Because with you guys, I can say something. We have a blazing row and it's forgotten about. With women, it's not like that. So bitchiness on
so
a
women
Facebook
are
page,
bitches is really what you're saying.
Women, not all women, but a lot of women are bitches. And a lot of women seek drama. They crave drama. And a lot of them are just on the page because they genuinely want to have a laugh with people. Like, I'm on a couple of different groups. Another one I'm on is Mums in Ireland. That's it's slightly different. It's all kind of about parenting. It's more parent focused. I've never seen drama on that one now, to be fair. But most people are people who are on it because they want to have a laugh and share memes or, you know, ask questions.
But okay, this lady is saying, this lady Aoife, and by the way, this isn't the first time we've touched on this. This has come up before. And it's obviously an issue if it keeps coming up, basically. So basically what she is saying is that these pages should be banned. They are places for bullying. They're toxic, full of toxicity. Is that true? Is it that bad?
There's definitely an element of it. On any group where you have, as I said, now, one group I'm not on that I've been hearing a lot about, and we've gotten a couple of messages about it recently, is the, are we dating the same guy?
Yeah.
And I think it's where women literally post pictures of guys they're dating. But apparently it's turned into this, like, guys being, like, completely bashed. Horrible things said about them. Untrue things said about them. So Facebook, any Facebook group you are, definitely. But where you have groups with large amounts of women, yeah, you do, definitely. You're gonna have to expect some bitchiness and drama.
Okay, so is this woman Aoife overreacting, or has she got a point that groups like this encourage bullying, are a cesspit of bullying? Does she have a point?
Yeah.
So should they be banned? Should groups like this be no longer acceptable?
See, it's a really hard one because, like I said, I have seen the other side of it where people are deadly. They're just helping each other, and, you know, like, and I'm not just talking about the Maz on Iran, but I've seen it on the Maz on Iran too, where people are genuinely sound and they just want to, you know, like someone will say, I lost my comforter, let's say the baby's comforter, and within minutes you'll have women, oh, I've got a couple of them, give me your address, I'll send them out. So to be fair, but for all the good, there is definitely a lot of bad. There are, as you once said, loser bitches. There are loser bitches. Women.
Okay, but Aoife is basically saying that the page should be banned. Is she being a bit snowflakeish? Is she overreacting to what goes on these pages?
I don't follow it closely enough, but I'm talking collectively about the different pages I see. The messages we're getting today, apparently there's a lot more toxicity than I even realised.
There was one message I read earlier on our Facebook page from one of our listeners saying that his sister almost took her life because of the goings-on on that page.
On a rant in particular, yeah.
Is it that bad?
It obviously is for that person. But wherever you get groups of women, and this is completely true and I don't care what anyone says, most of the women will be sound, most will be decent, most will want to help each other, but you do have a minority, most time, of troublemaking twats. Little bitches with nothing better to do than look for drama. They thrive on the drama. They bask and bathe in the drama. Without their drama, their lives are non-existent. Mostly people who probably don't work, sitting at home on their phones the whole time looking for something to do to occupy their minds. For the most part, for what I see, is good, but there are definitely the moronic little bitches who just want to cause trouble.
Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number with your opinion on this. Should pages like this be shut down, or do they have a place? And if you're a little bit of a snowflake, well, just leave. Liam.
Hey, lads. How's things? Can't come on the show today, but I just wanted to say, like, you know, at this stage, the internet is a wild west. It doesn't matter whether it's in the Maz and the Rant group. It doesn't matter whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, etc. The fact of the matter is, since the internet's been around, it's been a breeding ground for toxicity. And yeah, you know, there's been efforts to, I suppose, moderate it. But realistically, at the end of the day, if you think something is toxic, the space online that you're in is toxic, just the best thing to do is leave it, because no one's going to actually realistically get rid of it for you, you know? You know, at the end of the day, it's the Wild West, it's a battlefield. And, you know, if you don't like what people are saying or doing on the internet, you should probably just log off and never go back on it. Simple as that.
Noelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Noelle?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Noelle. Well, what did you want to say on this? Aoife is the lady who contacted us who would like to see pages like Maz on a Rant banned, shut down.
I don't think banning anything is the answer to it. I think exposing exactly what's going on, though, definitely is. That page is an absolute feckin'... Oh, I don't even know what to call it. I'll start off with a good story from it.
Okay.
I was on that page and I was heavily pregnant with my second child and my parents weren't in a position to mind my eldest. And I actually ended up meeting one of my best friends in the entire world who ended up minding my son for me while I was in hospital, giving birth to my second. And I had put up an anonymous post on the page looking for help. And I must say, the admin came forward going, what the fuck are you doing giving your child over to strangers, blah, blah, blah. Now, I met this woman about eight times. I went into her home, I met her whole family before I'd ever even considered her mind and my son. But she's literally become a lifelong friend because of the help that she extended from that page. So there's a good story from it.
That is a good story.
That's a good story from
A good story that you got criticized for as well, for taking this.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on with that page. It's the admin on it. It's the new admin. The girl who set that up is actually lovely. She's a lovely girl and she was always really open to people, you know, kind of saying whatever they wanted to say, and she'd kind of just stay out of it, you know. It's the new, there's a new admin on it who is vile. She's an absolute cow and she has all these little minions. And I'll tell you why it's not easy for people to leave that page, because if you are getting dragged on by that group, by the admin and by all her little fucking friends, they'll come after you even harder. They'll put your name up on the page and go, ah, ha, ha, look who we got rid of. Look at this. Look how
I know from having spoken before about this that they deny all of that. They deny
that. Of course
that
they do. And I'm telling you, that this is going to go up on their page. And that little, and it's a small minority of them. Like, there's nearly 100,000 members on it, if I'm correct. Do you know, it's a fucking big page, but it's the person at the top of that page that's causing all this shit, and you can't say anything about it. You can't say anything. And if you do say anything, you're branded as the worst of the worst in society. You're called a child abuser.
We have to be careful here, you know, about what we're saying. Nobody, that we don't name anybody or anything like that.
I have not named, I don't know any of their names.
I know that, have to be very careful here. But in terms of...
That's my experience, anyway.
In terms of the bullying, have you ever been bullied on it?
Yeah, 100%. Screenshots taken. They've been cropped, taken totally out of context, blasted over other pages.
Over what sorts of things?
Immigration, vaccinations, education systems, criminal systems, basically all the kind of hot topics at the moment. If you don't agree with it is a really small minority on that page. I have to admit that. It's a small minority. But if you don't agree with what that small minority says, my God, they come down on top of you. And it doesn't matter how well you put yourself or how well you word it.
That's
or how
exactly what the girl who contacted us said. You're kind of like a lion to the, or a lamb to the lions. You're kind of ganged up.
Oh, God. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it was one of the little minions who, on a totally different page, just started posting screenshots with no context to them. No context at all. They were totally cropped out to stop anyone from seeing exactly why I said what I said. And why I said what I said was in response to some disgusting things that were said to me. So when people look at that, they're like, oh my God, look what she said. Oh my God, that's terrible. And are you like, you are keeping these screenshots? Like, that's nuts.
It always seems to that be women's groups. I've never heard of men's groups like this.
Where, no, nor have I, I'll be honest.
No, neither have I, honestly.
And, like, I mean, to get a comment from someone saying my sister almost took her life over
I'm not
group.
Surprised. I'm not surprised. And, like, genuinely, like, all the female friends that I'd have would be the kindest, most sensitive souls in the whole world. And...
Okay, so this lady, Aoife, Aoife who contacted us said that groups like this can be the worst places in the world for bullying. They are so toxic. They're full of toxicity. You would agree with all of that, but you don't see a need to ban pages like that.
No, because I just think that ban and stuff, there's just such a fine line on it. I think we should definitely start exposing them more. Definitely. The funny thing is, as well, is there's a lot of fake accounts on that page that are the main stars as such of it, you know, but you look into the pages and they're using fake profile pictures.
Okay, so they're a toxic cesspit. You don't want to see them banned, but you believe that they are quite dangerous.
They are very dangerous. And again, I really mean this when I say it. It's a very small minority of them, but they are so lethal and they are so, so determined to make sure that if you go against anything, and all you can do is go, well, no, I don't necessarily agree with that because, and you can state your case like you were speaking to a judge in the Supreme Court. And they will still drag you and they will never forget that you went against what they were trying to say.
All right, it sounds
they're going, it's just horrible, lads. Like, and I'm not surprised people have tried to take their own lives over it. I'm really not.
Okay,
being back in secondary school
from it. That's exactly what it's like when you see these girls get going and you just look at them and you kind of think, they're so pathetic. I'm not talking about the girls in the group, because there are, as you say, sound ones in the group. Decent ones who just want to be there for the laughs and the chats.
Absolutely lovely.
Bitches who have nothing better to do than cause drama and try and suck everything else into their drama. The hunzo mas with nothing better to do in their lives. But they are. It's always the hunzos with all the big filters. It's always the same. Yeah. It's always the same.
But they don't even have filters, sir. They're using totally fake. It's not even like extremely filtered profile pictures. They're using totally fake pictures of like an erotic novelist from Holland, for example, who nobody would know. Yeah. Nobody would know who I'm talking about. But that's one of the big players on it, for example.
Mm. All right. Stay there for 1 second, Noelle. A dangerous page, and you've seen nothing but, well, there's some good stuff, but a lot of toxicity.
No, honestly, and I have to honestly, like...
Oh, we lost her. She just disappeared. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this? Pages like Maz on a Rant are dangerous.
They are. Do you know what really annoys me when I see stuff up, and it's like, people asking for medical advice. Like, seriously. It's like, oh, my child woke up with the worst rash ever, vomiting the whole lot. What should I do? I can't believe you're actually asking. Get them to a hospital. Get them to a doctor. You know, I found this, I found that. What should I do? I have these symptoms. Go to a bloody doctor.
Angela, I'm going to have to stop you there. Sometimes people can't get a GP. I've done this before when my kids were small, where I would post an up-close picture of the rash just for other mothers, maybe to reassure me in the interim when I'm waiting for a doctor. So I don't think it's fair to slam mothers for that. And if you don't like it, I tell you to get off the page.
No, I don't like that kind of a thing, because...
People will go to doctors. They're usually just looking for a bit of reassurance. What's wrong with that? So I have to disagree
because
with you vehemently there.
Because you can give them the wrong advice. Are you a doctor?
But if someone, let's say my son, when he got his MMR, his whole leg went raw red, his massive circle raw red, and I couldn't get to the doctor. There was no appointment, so I put it up on the side of his leg on Facebook.
Would
the
you not have gone to the hospital?
But it didn't warrant the hospital. He was in good form. I just wanted reassurance. And if a mother gets reassurance from asking...
But a Facebook page is the place to go for reassurance?
Yes, because you've got mothers who
have
been there
before. You're looking for medical advice.
Hang on, are you on the Mass
You're looking
page?
For medical advice off of doctors, yes. On a Facebook page?
No, Angela, No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with you here because this is where I think you're being very naive. Sometimes it's nice for mothers to have support from other mothers, especially new mothers who've never done or seen a lot of this before. Something as simple as eczema or milk spots on babies. So getting a GP appointment, yeah, go to the GP still. Never take medical advice alone. But if you can talk to somebody about maybe eczema and a mother has said, well, you know, I've seen this before. My kid has that. It's eczema. Don't be worrying too much. Blah, blah, blah. If it's a support thing, then what the hell is the problem?
Yeah, if it's a support thing, so you're still asking for medical advice off a normal Joe soap.
And in fact, Katie, just on that, a lot of people are on, and I'll read just one comment. Katie, yes, some people can't get a GP appointment, but I would almost promise you that the vast majority of the people on that page have less than zero medical knowledge. You'd be better off looking at WebMD.
Okay, fair enough. But sometimes, maybe it's not something like a rash or something like that. Maybe it's something like, I don't know.
Okay, see, this is what, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is.
Nobody would ever
say. If you were going onto a page and asking for medical advice, you seriously need your head examined.
Nobody's looking for medical advice. I've never asked people for
medical. They are.
No, they're not, Angela. And everybody, almost everyone.
I just think
this is rich coming from somebody who doesn't have kids and has ever sat there at 2 o'clock in the morning wondering, what is this that my kid has? Maybe it's something normal. Should I go to hospital? And it's okay. Seeking that little
Katie,
bit of reassurance.
Katie, I do mind kids.
But that's
and
not
I can
the
tell
same
you.
As, no, I'm
but
sorry.
No,
I hate
no,
this
no,
crap
no, no,
that you say.
Hold on
no,
second.
Angela, hang on.
I
I'm going to keep talking now. I'm going to keep talking. I hate this crap you say I mind kids. Minding kids and having kids are two very, very different things. To compare the two is
so
beyond
ridiculous.
So I can't
have an opinion. Because I don't have kids.
Sorry, Katie. The fact
Has
of the matter is that Angela...
Has sitting there
Angela
at 2
makes,
in the morning concerned and worried about your child not knowing what to do?
Well, then I hop in your car and go to the A&E.
You know it's not serious enough for A&E. You know in your heart it's not serious enough for
No. But how do you know?
Because sometimes
because
mother's
the,
instinct,
because
Angela.
The woman on
sometimes
Facebook
mother's
told
instinct.
You.
So don't,
did the woman on Facebook tell you not
don't
to go to A&E? No, you don't need to go to A&E because it's not serious
Angela,
enough.
Don't
I
you
heard
dare diss any mother. Any mother. For whatever reason she did. And I'm sorry,
you.
This is going to get
I
very personal
you.
Now.
I
don't
am
you.
Going to diss you for looking for medical advice on Facebook.
No, listen. The point is... The point is if
not,
a mother...
There's no point.
Angela...
There's no argument here.
Why are you on
you
a Maz on a rant
said,
page? Why are you on it?
What?
Maz on a rant is for Maz. Why are you on it?
So I'm the only one, am I?
Well, I'm... I have to ask.
So hang on.
You
now you're saying that she's not entitled to be on the page because she's not
Maz
a mother.
On a rant. It's hang on. She's judging me for asking for advice or reassurance
for my kid.
I am
because you said
kid.
You've asked medical
Why are you
advice.
On it?
You have asked... Medical advice
Angela,
on a Facebook page.
You always come on talking about kids' topics and stuff like that, which is fine. But you cannot compare having kids to minding kids. I've done both. I've minded kids
and
I've had
fine.
Kids.
That's fine, Casey. That's fine. Take that out of the equation. You have asked for medical advice about your child on a Facebook page.
I've not asked for medical...
No, you've just admitted you did. You put up a photograph
you
of
you
a
did.
Rash.
Listen... No, yeah, but I knew it wasn't. There is such a thing in this
How
life.
How do you know?
Well, if you shut... Sorry, if you... For 2 minutes, I can tell you. I know there is something that is as simple as mother's instinct. There is something that is quite as simple as mother's instinct. And doctors look at it in the hospital. They say they will take a mother's instinct. A mother knows when her child isn't that sick that they have to go to the hospital. Most of the time. Sometimes they don't know, but... With the after the MMR, I knew my child didn't have to go to hospital.
So you got Facebook reassurance then, did you?
No, can you just let me finish? Can you just look
on.
A pair of Rottweilers waiting to jump at me here. So my child came up in a red mark. I knew he didn't need to go to hospital. The red mark felt hot. He didn't have a fever. He was in good form. He was eating. And do you know what I did? I took a picture of his leg and I just put it up and I said, sorry, I'm just reading comments coming in here. And I said, my little boy got his MMR. Anybody else had this? And you know what? All the mothers been like, yeah, totally common, totally normal, blah, blah, blah. The next day, I still went to my GP. And you know what? The GP said exactly what the mother said. This is really common.
So
this is really
you
normal.
Asked for medical
I was, no,
advice.
I didn't
on
ask
the
for
page.
Medical advice,
you
fool.
Did.
I looked
you just
for
said you did.
Sorry, Casey.
You're
what,
the fool.
What did your post say?
I said, has anybody had this?
That is looking for medical
that's
advice.
Looking for medical advice.
No, I said, did anybody have this? And what was it when you had it? I didn't ask, what should I do about
that's
it?
Asking for
diagnose
medical advice.
Me. I asked after an MMR. Obviously, if I thought my child was really, really sick, I would obviously go to a hospital.
But how would you know?
Go to a doctor.
How would you know?
Angela.
How would you know?
Do you know what? Do you know what you are? You are the ultimate troll. You talk shit.
Can I just say, I've never been on the Maz on a Rant page, but I imagine that this conversation.
Don't try that one.
Angela, this is exactly what goes on this page.
I'm sorry, I do not.
You're just proving the point.
I do not like people slamming any mother, not even myself, for going on, if a concerned mother going on looking for help. If you don't want to help.
But hold on a second, Katie. Have just come on here calling me names for having an opinion.
Because I think you're a fool. Plain and simple. So I think some people are fools, exactly, and I think you're a great
idiot. You are exactly what is wrong with that page. Because you are just calling me names for having an opinion.
That's exactly what I just said a moment ago.
You're slamming me for asking some
But this is exactly, no, exactly what goes on Maz and Arand.
The point is that you...
Angela has an opinion and you're slamming her, calling her a fool and everything else you just called her.
Calling me a troll.
And that's exactly...
You're a troll because you speak over people when they're trying to talk and make a point.
And you don't.
You are slamming...
Katie, you have been too.
Angela, you are slamming people for looking for reassurance, and I don't, when it comes to worry,
they're not looking for reassurance, Jesus. Katie, they're looking, no, Angela, and you constantly do that, you will talk over everyone else as well.
Angela, let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you a question. This page and pages like it, according to Aoife, are full of toxicity. They should be banned. What do you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's people like Katie on it. Because
people like me, I don't even comment on it. So the only time I will comment, Angela, do you know?
Hold on, you just said that you put up a picture on it.
Yeah, on a Mums in Ireland group. I'd never comment. I would never comment to be bitchy to anyone. I would never comment to put anyone down.
But yet you'll come on here and be bitchy to me.
Because you're shouting over me. You're putting me down for looking for reassurance on my kids. And
Hold on a second. You shouted over me. So you see, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, is it not?
Angela.
You've come out here. You've called me a troll. You've called me a fool.
Because I do think you're a troll. I do think you're a troll.
But then why did you ask me?
You come on here. You slam your opinion in people's faces.
Why did you ask me to come on?
Angela, my point is that you came on and you slammed mothers for looking for reassurance. Mothers who do this, that, and the other.
I slammed mothers for looking for medical advice.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's exactly what she said.
Angela, I'm sorry to be so blunt. No, Adrian, wait. I'm sorry,
Katie, if you don't see putting a photograph of a rash on a page like that, asking for comments on it as seeking medical advice, Angela is right. That's what you were doing.
But Angela, I'm sorry, and Adrian, you don't understand either. I know you have kids, but you don't understand what it's like to be a new mother. Be hormonal.
Hop in the car and go and see the doctor.
Go to the doctor. When you know it doesn't require medical...
Then why bother?
Then why are you asking?
Because sometimes it's just nice to have someone say, yeah, that's normal. What is the issue? If it gives some mother comfort...
But how do you know when they're not medically... When they're not doctors or nurses to say, yeah, it's okay. You're asking randomers
if you don't
on a
like
page.
That, if you don't like that on Facebook or social media, why are you on the Maz on a Rant page if that's what's going on in it? Why are you on that page?
I'm on the page for a nose.
Nose.
Here, loads of people are.
Loads of people are, Katie.
Angela, I am sick of you liking and having kids to minding kids. Get off your high horse. You don't know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Katie. Don't bring me to come on the show.
There's no need to be getting so stroppy over having a discussion with somebody.
I'm sorry.
The fact of the matter is, Angela said she has a big issue with people seeking medical advice on a Facebook page. I happen to agree with her. I think it's pathetic. That's why we have the medical profession. That's how fake news spreads. That's how people get paranoid about.
I just say also, there's often on these pages somebody who is a nurse and will say, no.
Brilliant.
There are. Listen. All I'm saying to you is sometimes maybe not.
Did
even
the nurse tell you that it wasn't a rat?
Maybe not even down.
Did the nurse tell you?
I can't remember exactly who commented, Angela. It was like 4 years ago.
Oh, I think you would have remembered, Katie. Katie, do you know what's wrong with you now?
Oh, please.
You
are
after getting your ass handed on a plate.
No, I didn't get my ass handed to me.
Like
I've somebody. There's somebody.
No, you don't.
There's
because
somebody.
Turn around to me and calling me a troll and calling me a fool and telling me.
You're the
oh,
one.
Oh, she's gone. Sorry, she's gone by mistake.
She went onto that page for a nose. That says it all.
Loads of people.
This
do.
Isn't even.
Don't be under any illusion that anything. Half the people on the page are
Sorry,
there for a nose.
This isn't anything to do with the page. But any mother or father that goes online at any time of the day because they're worried about something and wants to post a picture, 100% of the time, those parents will go to a fucking GP as well. If they get a bit of comfort about posting a picture, another mother saying, "Oh, I've had that too. Don't be worried. Blah blah blah." You know what? I'm happy to comment. I'm happy to post. If it gives a bit of reassurance. How sad are people that they're saying, "Oh, nobody's looking for medical advice. Nobody's looking for a prescription or diagnosis." People can be looking for reassurance, especially new mothers who are nervous and scared and they don't even know what's going on. But for her to sit there
Emma,
and say that mothers shouldn't do that, no, sorry.
Emma has been in touch with us.
Sorry, Adrian and fucking Angela. How in God's name is saying, has anyone else had this asking for medical advice? That's like putting up a fucking takeaway and going, anyone else had this takeaway? She's not looking for the recipe. She's literally saying, has anyone else had this? She didn't say, oh my God, my son has this rash. What lotion should I put on it? Like, what the fuck? Lay off her. She's doing absolutely nothing wrong.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Jesus Christ, Kate, calm down. That was a hell of a fucking rant there.
The reason I ranted, Trevor, is because I genuinely do not like hearing people slam mothers for that, because I know what it's like to be in that situation where you're worried about your kid. You know it's not serious enough to go to a doctor or hospital, but you still are. It's kind of on your mind. And if someone can give you a bit of reassurance, I would not slam them for asking. I'd always say, go to a GP. I'm not a doctor. Always, always, always. But like slamming mothers,
I'm a father of four.
Very, very annoying, you know, very upsetting.
I wouldn't be asking anybody on that fucking page for any sort of advice, because they're all uneducated, fucking hellier heads, and they're all little bullies that hide behind their screens and they're muppets, to be honest.
Now, that's your opinion. How do you know all this? You're a man. You're not a ma.
Oh, hang on, just going to check the junk, you're right, I am a man, Jesus. But you know what? My wife is a woman who was on this page, that page is specifically talking about, and she was, I don't want to say the specific thing she was asking about, and they were talking about this, but she asked about something, and the fucking vitriol she got, the hatred, the anger, the abuse, it started within a few seconds of her posting. And it continued for a few days, and then it was into a week, 2 weeks, and it just kept getting abuse. And I just said, unfollow it, get out, and don't go back onto it again, because these are all, as I said, uneducated little hellier heads. Jacinta or Marion from fucking the heart of town that can't even probably spell their own fucking names, and yet they'll give you advice on raising your children, doing this, doing that, and they haven't got a fucking clue from their arse and their elbow. So what the fuck's the point in having these mongoloids doing this?
Well, because I have heard that there is some good happens on pages like this. It's not all bad.
Yeah, I did hear there was 3 good people on this page out of 160,000 people on it. But I'd say most of them are just uneducated fucking rehabs that haven't got a clue what they're talking about. And I guarantee if you met the most of the children, they're probably out robbing anything tonight to burn for their little fireworks and their fucking bonfires. Then most of them women don't even give a shit where their kids are at most of the times, and they're giving you advice, and you're probably a better parent than them. Yeah, right.
Now, Aoife, who's the lady who contacted us, believes that pages like this are full of toxicity, full of bullying, and they should be banned. What do you say to that?
It's a cesspit breeding ground for uneducated, fucking lowbrow women that haven't got a clue how to probably even speak on the phone. No wonder they don't come onto your show. And I know you touched on this topic before, and I think you had someone on it before. And to be honest, man, I couldn't get my head around the scandal accent over. And she's like, we do a great job, and it's hard to monetize it and this and that. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck off, really? I don't know why people like that get to set up these pages. because they, and again, they don't have the education to run them. So what's the point in having them?
So the 100,000 people who are on this page or pages like them are uneducated gobshites. Is that what you're saying?
I say most of them are, yeah. And you know what, Adrian, I see in your Facebook comments, a lot of people are saying the bitches. To me, a bitch is a female dog. And that would be an insult to the dog to call them bitches. I would call them much worse than that, to be honest.
Right. Stay there for a moment, please. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Good afternoon. I'm good, thanks. I think he's absolutely brilliant, by the way. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I just think, like, I said, why are people getting so annoyed about it? If you don't want to be involved in a group like that, don't be involved. Don't get involved and don't associate yourself with it. Simple.
So you know, just leave.
Just leave. Like if it's causing you that much aggro, leave. Consider yourself as if you're in a bubble. And keep everything that you want in your own bubble and what you let into your bubble. So why be a part of your group that's annoying you? If you don't like it, leave. Simple. Now your man's like, it's people who are bored who sit in these things. Bitch, if you think your kid's sick, go to the doctor. Google will tell you whatever you want, which is not correct all the time by any means. But I'm just saying, just like, it's just stupid. Like, it's just so simple. It's just easy to group. It's like, if you want to smack people up heads of a wall, like, you're like, if you don't like it and you actually have that much time in your hands to go bitch about this group, just leave, go.
And that is the simple answer to this conversation. But a lot of people get really upset by some of the toxic content going on pages like that. But at that stage it's too late because they've already been exposed to the toxic content.
Okay, well then they have to just remember not to go on sites like that anymore. They're not okay to see stuff like that.
Okay, so so just leave, get out of there.
Like, close the door and move on.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to go to Francis. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Katie.
Now, what did you want to say, Frances?
Well, when my children were young, as you know, I'm a grandmother. If we seen something on the screen, we hadn't got Facebook or anything, we didn't have the money to rush to a doctor or rush to to a hospital. We'd ask one of the neighbours to have a look. Did your child get this after getting, we say, a vaccine? And if they said, yeah, well, then you wouldn't be worried. And it's the same thing that Katie asked. The children were getting the MRI. Is that right, Katie?
The MMR.
The MMR. Now, you seen the little rash. He'd no temperature. He'd know nothing. It would cost you €100 to go to A&E. It would cost you €70 to go to a doctor. So you just put up, did your child get this little rash? You weren't asking for a doctor's or nurse's advice. You were asking the crowd that was in it that had children around your
yeah.
age.
Yeah, how is it any different than saying to the neighbour? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, have you ever seen anything like
we
this?
We did it with the neighbours, yeah. Katie.
Yeah.
We hadn't got the money to rush every time our child got a spot on them.
Just like, imagine being offended by a mother looking for reassurance. Oh, like, how sad is that? That's pathetic.
Katie, hang on for 1 second. Katie, Angela said earlier on, she doesn't like people going online looking for medical advice. That's what she said. And that's what you were doing. No matter what paint job you want to put on it.
I wouldn't, obviously, but the main thing is that people still go to their GP. That's the thing that you don't forget. You still go to your GP, but if it gives you a bit of reassurance in the time where you're waiting for the GP and it stops you,
it stops you snowballing. No, their other children have got the same mark.
I just, it's the irony of a man whose kids are grown up, so you haven't had to deal with young sick kids in a long time, and someone who doesn't actually have kids herself. And I know she said she minds kids, and that's fine, but minding kids and looking after your own kids are so different.
And everything of the whole lot, and in snooping around, answer her better to before she comes attacking you, to think what you did. You didn't say, I want a doctor's advice on this rash. The needles were going around at the time. All you asked, did any of your children get this little rash? Because my little fella had
You'd swear I was going on to, can anybody diagnose my child? What should I give him? Yeah. Has anybody ever seen this after an MMR vaccine? Has anyone ever had this?
I had her crucifier.
I find the comment very upsetting because I know what it's like to be a new mother and be worried and anxious about your kid. And
and I was there as well. And when we didn't have Facebook, we went around our neighbours that had young children. Did your son get this little mark? Or did your girl get this little mark? back. And if they said yes, that was very reassuring, Kate.
Yeah, yeah. And the and when you're in that mind frame where you're concerned and you're worried.
But sorry, Katie, is that not seeking medical advice? That's all Angela said.
No, it's not seeking medical advice because you're still going to your GP.
When the
neighbours
were going around, Adrian, all the children of Katie's child's age was going around and they were getting the needle, and all she asked, did your child get this little rash?
And had somebody answered incorrectly, oh my God, take that child to the doctor immediately, that's really bad, that's really worrying. But it's not true.
But it isn't true.
But the point is that
no,
if somebody, if it was worrying, I wouldn't take
Katie
the chance. Asking an opinion. It's not asking for a diagnosis. It's not asking anything. It's asking mothers, is this something I should... And sometimes there's things that you're not sure if you should be overly worried about. So you say, is this something... I saw before, actually, and I'll use this as a reference. I saw a new mother, her child had RSV, it turned out. But I remember her putting a picture of the child's breathing. And this was a new mother, a mother who said herself she'd never been around kids. She was like, he's been like this all day. Should I go to the hospital? Blah, blah, blah. Everyone commented saying, you need to get that child to a hospital. This mother didn't know. She didn't know what was normal.
She'll only give good advice.
She went to the hospital based on the advice, and the child was in hospital for like 2 weeks or something.
Sorry, Katie. The point is, who in their right mind resorts to Facebook to seek an opinion?
People who seeking reassurance. It's like me ringing my mom if there's something with the kids, and I'm ringing my mom saying, "Mom, is this normal?" Because I don't know. I'm better now because my kids are older and more used to it. But when I was a new mother, "Mom, is this normal? Dad, is this normal?" Because they've been there, they've done it, and sometimes being able to speak to somebody who's been, you know, here with their own kids, and they can tell you, hands foot and mouth.
If 10 people said to you on that Mazarin, yes, Katie, my son got that. Yes, Katie, my daughter got that.
Yeah.
Well, you would say, well, that's expected.
Yeah.
So I'm okay.
That's exactly what it was. Loads of mothers said, totally normal. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. Just keep it cool. And 2 days later, he was bouncing around perfect.
You weren't looking for a doctor's advice.
No, it's just, I can't believe anybody would actually have an issue with a new mother doing that.
That woman shouldn't be allowed on the station. I think she has a vendetta against you, Katie, to be honest with you, because every time she comes on, she blasts you over.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this in just one moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Orla has been on to us, and Orla said, sorry, Katie, I'd usually agree with you, but I wouldn't even ask when the local bus is coming on these chats. You'd most likely get an answer like 2 plus 2 equals 22, says that message. And Orla is actually in the UK, and she says, in the UK, we just call 111. It's there to give you advice over the phone. So that's basically a kind of a GP service over the phone that they have in the UK.
If every little concern you have, right, let's talk now, obviously if it's a serious concern, you're going to go to a doctor or GP straight away or an out of hours doctor. But if it's a small thing you're not overly concerned about, you just want to know, you're not going to clog up the health system by going to the hospital for the little things. If it's something small, then I don't see the problem. Like, there was a girl on it a while ago whose child kept having nosebleeds at night, and she was just saying, what can I do? And all the mothers were like, oh, my kid gets
don't see your doctor. That's what you can do.
She was making an appointment to go and see the doctor, but loads of mothers were saying, well, it's actually really common. And it's just that reassurance that this isn't anything crazy. This isn't anything mad. I'm going to go and see my doctor, but please tell me, has anybody else had this before? And if it gives
I have to say, I do see it as seeking medical advice.
Being a parent worried about a small kid, any mother or father will know this, Adrian. Your kids are long grown up, so, I mean, you probably don't remember the sleepless nights. But there is nothing in this world more horrible or more terrifying or more upsetting than sitting there worrying about your kid.
And
if Facebook... And if it's only something that you don't know how worried you should be, you can go to Facebook and someone can give you a bit of advice or a bit of reassurance, especially when it's coming from a
plethora. But these people aren't trained to give you advice or reassurance. That's the only point Angela was trying to make.
You can't. But sometimes there's the part where you know it's not serious enough to go to hospital. You can't get a GP appointment for, 2 days? So you do kind of think, oh, like maybe I just want, I can't believe this is even a debate. It's no different than ringing your mom and saying, "Mom, what's the difference? Or what is this? What do you think this is? Have you ever seen it?" It's asking somebody who has experienced it if it looks normal or if it's something I should be worried about or any other mother should be worried about. And I actually, personally, I think it's a great support system to have. Yeah, it might not always be right. And it might say, oh, my kid had this, go to the doctor now or go to the hospital. So go to the hospital. It will put your mind at ease. Either way, if you get a bit of reassurance when you have it, it's a support system that's not a physical support system. What's the problem?
Let me go to Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You and me both.
I really, really can't. I really thought Katie was one of the most educated young women I've ever came across in my life. Katie, you're asking a bunch of strangers on the World Wide Wacky Web.
But you're
That's
on a
what
Facebook,
your mom is
a
there
mom's
for.
Group.
No. Facebook, a mum's group. Do you know every one of their mothers? No. You know your mother at the end of the phone. You go by the advice back woman gives you. Why? Because she's got you to this part of life. You've no idea who's out on that internet.
But that's
I
why,
wouldn't
that's
ask
why
them
always...
for the time.
But you,
I,
that's
Katie,
why...
Katie, come on, you're more educated. Now, you know the whack jobs that are out there.
No, I don't
really
know.
Don't
I know the whack jobs
advice.
That are out there. But at the same time, if it's something that's not overly serious and you're going to a GP anyway,
but
you're going to a GP
the
next day
the
anyway.
Jobs, but you wouldn't walk into an insane asylum and ask them, how do I look?
But it's not.
You
no,
wouldn't.
That's
but
not
that's what the internet is, Katie.
This, okay.
It's an insane asylum on steroids.
Jay, this group that I'm on, this group I asked for, it's actually, it's not Mums on a, Maz on a Rant. It's Mums in Ireland. And I'll tell you now, I've never seen any drama on it. And it's I've seen mothers all with different concerns. It's a support network. That's all it is for mothers.
What did the real women of this world do before the internet came along?
Often probably worried in silence.
No, they didn't. They got help from their friends and their mothers.
But it's
and
no different. You were speaking to other mothers. You might not know them. No.
You don't know them. You don't walk up to a randomer and ask them for advice.
But these are people.
You wouldn't walk up to the street. Would you walk up to the street, Katie, to a random person and say, "There's me toy with a rash, what do I do?"
No, but you're not in a group with
them. Yeah, but there you go.
Listen
there
to
you
me.
Go.
In these groups, you have other mothers like myself who will ask
allegedly, you don't know these people from Adam.
I don't post pictures of my kids' faces or anything.
At least when you walk into your GP, it's a qualified doctor.
What I'm saying
somebody
is
recommend the college.
The last I'll say on this, because this isn't even the topic, is there is nothing wrong with mammies being there for each other, whether it's online or in person. It's no different to these mammy play date groups that are organised so mothers can get together.
But at least
in person
with them. At least all women you know, you've built up a relationship with them.
But
you go to these play groups once a week.
Completely
anonymous.
There's no anonymous accounts on it.
You're 100% sure all them accounts are 100% verified. They're all mothers with young kids and not some hairy ass fucker sitting in his basement with a blow up.
No one a profile is real and when it's
not. Well, you don't.
Sorry,
people with clever profiles, clever fake profiles, you wouldn't
know
from Adam.
Women who have made friends and become physical
Look at the scams. Look at the scams going on and you think they're talking to your daughter or your son. Mammy, I need money. I mean, you honestly got thinkers, honest people out there. I really thought you were better. I'm not like that. I just don't have nothing to do with that internet. But Jesus, Kate, I really thought somebody that's in this industry as much as you are and knows more about it than probably most of us, but that'd be the last place I'd go. As one woman said,
you're not going for medical advice. Like, I would never go if I thought something was sick.
If six of them told you, that's okay.
Listen to what he said. If all of the people said, "Nah, nothing to worry about there, that's grand," and you go, "Oh yeah, okay, that's grand."
No,
you don't bother going to the doctor.
Why are you twisting what I'm saying, Adrian?
But why?
Because I still go because it might give you a little bit of reassurance in the day you're waiting to go to a doctor. At least
But if they all told you there was nothing to worry about and it was a serious medical thing and you were sitting there. No, the Facebook
with the thing with my son's MMR in his leg, all I'll say is that the mothers who said that their kids had that as well, it was very normal. When I did eventually...
You know everybody's different. listen, we're not all the same. What might make you sick mightn't have an issue with my child.
Well,
what I'm saying is, Kate, you just said it there that you were going to the doctor anyway, and it might be for 2 days. But if a load of people told you there was nothing to worry about, your mind wouldn't be at ease. So therefore, you wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be asked. The last place I'd ask is that. As I said, I wouldn't walk out the street and just pull a load of randomers and ask 10 of them a question.
It's not the same. You have to be in one of
that's
these
what
groups.
It sounds
not,
like.
Jay. You have to be in one of these groups.
Kate, I have a life. I have a life. I believe anybody that's in any of these groups
are sad.
Giving up too much of our time to the life of these groups. Nobody's able to look after themselves anymore. You know, I hear the way we talk now. Support, wraparound service. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs support.
Everybody
you're doing your
support,
ass. That's
Jay.
No, they don't. How did your mother do it? How did my mother do it with six kids back in the 70s?
We're kind of getting off the whole point of the conversation today, which was these pages like Maz and Arantum.
Press off. There's a big button at the bottom of everybody's thing. It has on and off. When these gobshites get on and start trolling and doing all that, you know what you do? You go, delete. Therefore, they can't do it anymore. These people prey on that. They prey on that, Adrian.
All right, Jay. Good to talk to you as always. Dave.
I don't know why you're getting hung up on this topic. I mean, you're saying go to a GP, call your doctor, right? Every parent knows, particularly with a small child, if your child is sick for long enough, if you have a suspicious rash, they're breathing where they're pulling in under their chest, you go straight to the hospital. Any fucking idiot with a child knows that, okay? But when it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know what you have there, we have a thing called Care Doc, and you're on hold with Care Doc for an hour and a half with a sick fucking child, and you just want to throw something up in a group that has other parents, but maybe a nurse, for a little bit of reinsurance, while you also, in tandem with that, go and seek medical help for your child, just to get that bit of reinsurance. Because it is scary when you're on your own in the middle of the night with a sick kid, you don't know what to fucking do. You're absolutely terrified. How is that any different than me sending a picture or two to a family member saying, what do you think of this? Did any of your kids ever have this? I'm waiting to get an appointment, but I can't get an appointment. You know, it's just to put your mind at ease and not have to go to a hospital and wait for maybe fucking 5 or 6 hours. Like, I've learned things about kids, particularly when it comes to banging their heads, from friends and family that I've later heard parroted back to me by a doctor. I don't know why everybody's getting, nobody's saying, hey, anyone want to give me advice on what cancer drugs I can take? They're not seeking medical advice. They're just looking for a little bit of reassurance, because having a sick child is fucking terrifying.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed.
Well,
and before we finish, Katie, I have some medical advice for you. Take a Valium.
Hey, I'll need one today. Well done, Dave. Dave took the words out of my mouth. And that's a dad who gets it when you're all hours with a young sick child. Anybody who's had a young sick child would know that feeling of fear. And maybe the old school people like Jay and yourself,
take
Adrian.
Take 2 Valium.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you've enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Now, if you haven't been getting notifications lately, particularly from Spotify, why not subscribe to our WhatsApp channel? If you'd like to do that, we send a notification out every day when our podcast is live. So just send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words add me. We'll send you a link straight back to our WhatsApp channel, and you'll get a notification guaranteed every day when we put up a new episode. So WhatsApp, add me to 085-825-2626. Thanks for listening to this latest episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.